Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The Shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Here we're looking at Yuma 63, talking about timing and placement, which we've touched on before, but always bears repeating. When Ravin came to Babylonia from Eretz Yisrael, here on Yuma 63, he said that Rav Yirmiyah said in the name of Rav Yochanan, if one slaughtered a Pesach outside the temple during the rest of the days of the year, no matter whether he slaughtered it for its own sake or not for its own sake, he is liable. The notes point out, because it was fit to be offered as a shlamim in the temple, Rashi points out he should have done it in the temple. You're liable for slaughtering it outside the temple. Brings to mind the idea of the proper timing and the proper placement. This guy should have brought the carbon in the temple. Don't bring it up on a bama, on an altar outside the temple. That was one of the things Hashem was upset with the Jewish people about throughout Jewish history. He was a good king, except he didn't take down the bamas. You know, it talks about a Malachim Bet a lot. He was a good king, except for this, except for that. Offered in the right place at the right time. That's all about the idea of timing and placement. Even Pirkei Avos points out, that we can't underestimate the value of timing and the value of placement. If someone has their dead before them, don't try to console them. They're in a very difficult emotional state. If someone made a neder, don't try to fight their neder. You don't know where they're coming from. You know, you don't know what they're going through. If someone is upset, don't try to talk them out of it. Don't try to cool them down. If they're in a very rage-induced state, you have to let them cool down. It's all about timing and placement in the right place. You know, don't try to rebuke someone in public in front of everybody else. That's malbim p'nei chaver or barabim, which really better to burn in a fiery furnace than to publicly embarrass someone. You want to tell them something, you want to criticize someone. We talk about this at length in the criticizing lecture. Go do it in a private place and do it at the right time. Don't criticize him if he's already upset. Don't criticize him if he's already in a bad place. Do it privately in the right place. It's really about timing. It's really about placement. And the Gemara brings it down here in reference to carbon, where it should be done in the right place. So too, when we do things, it should be done in the right place and at the right time. You want to give tzedakah, you don't want to embarrass the person. Don't give him $100 right in front of everybody, and everybody now knows that he needs money. Don't give him 100 food packages, and everyone sees he needs to take food packages. That's why it's wonderful how things are done with maspia and food pantries and tomche Shabbos. They do it in a good way, in a really private, sneus way, a modest way. A lot of times we even delivered packages once or twice, my wife and I, and we did it in a way to minimize the embarrassment. Nobody else was around us when we delivered it to someone. I myself went, or my wife went, and sometimes we just left it by the door, ringing the bell and running out, to minimize the embarrassment. Understanding the timing, understanding the placement, understanding others, having empathy for others, understanding where things should be done, how they should be done, doing it in the right time, doing it in the right place, and doing it in the right manner. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 64 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.